The Baudelaire orphan stood on the steps of Veblen Hall, weeping with anguish and frustration, as Count Olaf rode away with the Quagmire triplets, and the sight of Mr. Poe emerging from the award-winning door, with a doily in his hair and a look of panic in his eye, only made them weep harder.
"I'll call the police," Mr. Poe said, "and they'll capture Count Olaf in no time at all."
But the Baudelaires knew that this statement was as ersatz as Gunther's in proper English. They knew that Olaf was far too clever to be captured by the police, and I'm sorry to say that by the time two detectives found the big black pickup truck, abandoned outside St. Carl's Cathedral, with the motor still running, Olaf had already transferred the Quagmires from the Red Herring to a shiny black instrument case, which he told the bus driver was a tuba he was bringing to his aunt. The three siblings watched Mr. Poe scurry back into Veblen Hall to ask members of the in-crowd where he could find a phone booth, and they knew that the banker was not going to be of any help.
"I think Mr. Poe will be a great deal of help," Jerome said, as he walked out of Veblen Hall and sat down on the steps to try to comfort the children. "He's going to call the police and give them a description of Olaf."
"But Olaf is always in disguise,"
Violet said miserably, wiping her eyes.
"You never know what he'll look like until you see him."
"Well, I'm going to make sure you never see him again," Jerome promised. "Esme may have left, and I'm not going to argue with her, but I'm still your guardian, and I'm going to take you far, far away from here, so far away that you'll forget all about Count Olaf and the Quagmires and everything else."
"Forget about Olaf?" Klaus asked. "How can we forget about him? We'll never forget his treachery, no matter where we live." "And we'll never forget the Quagmires, either," Violet said. "I don't want to forget about them. We have to figure out where he's taking our friends and how to rescue them."
"They're cool,"
Sunny said, which meant something along the lines of, "And we don't want to forget about everything else, either, like the underground hallway that led to our ruined mansion, and the real meaning of VFD. "My sister is right," Klaus said. "We have to track down Olaf and learn all the secrets he's keeping from us."
"We're not going to track down Olaf," Jerome said, shuddering at the thought. "We'll be lucky if he doesn't track us down."
"As your guardian, I cannot allow you to try to find such a dangerous man. Wouldn't you rather live safely with me?"
"Yes," Violet admitted. "But our friends are in grave danger. We must go and rescue them."
"Well, I don't want to argue," Jerome said. "If you've made up your mind, then you've made up your mind. I'll tell Mr. Poe to find you another guardian."
"You mean he won't help us?"
Klaus asked. Jerome sighed and kissed each Baudelaire on the forehead.
"You children are very dear to me," he said. "But I don't have your courage. Your mother always said I wasn't brave enough, and I guess she was right. Good luck, Baudelaires. I think you will need it."